Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. There was clearly a lot of boasting going on amongst the Galatians. There were those who boasted of the fact that they continued to keep the Jewish law. They continued to practice circumcision and to stand by the Old Testament law. They were convinced that they were doing extremely well and looked down their noses at Paul, who was firmly opposed to circumcision for Christians and who spoke constantly about the inadequacies of the law. Paul was keen to do his own boasting, but focused entirely upon the cross of Christ. For him, what Christ had done on the cross was all important. Through the cross, he'd found true freedom and a wonderful new life. I wonder when you last boasted. You were so proud of something that had happened in your life, or someone close to you, that you just couldn't wait for the opportunity to tell other people about it. My wife and I have become grandparents over the last couple of years, and we're so eager to seize every opportunity to speak about our granddaughter and to show the latest pictures. Boasting is a natural activity when we're thrilled about something. And that describes Paul perfectly. He was so thrilled about the new life that he had found in Christ that he was eager for everyone to hear about it. Boasting is encouraged in many parts of the Bible. In Jeremiah, we hear God saying, "But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me, and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth." In Psalm 34, King David proclaimed, "I will boast only in the Lord." Boasting of how wonderful we are and of our great achievements is always foolish, but boasting of the Lord is always a blessing. So let me ask you a question. How could you become better at boasting about the Lord? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for all that you've done for us. Help us to become increasingly proud of all that you have done. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.